Activist threatens retaliation, calls for black vigilantes after Daniel Penny acquitted, how about we do the same? By Hannah Knudsen on December 9, 2024. An activist delivered a threatening message after a New York City jury found Marine veteran Daniel Penny not guilty of criminally negligent homicide in the chokehold death of Jordan Neely, calling for black vigilantes to step up and do the same, presumably to white people, who he said jump up, choke, and kill black people because they are loud. The jury found Penny not guilty in the chokehold death of Neely, the latter of whom is described as a mentally ill man who was making threats on the subway. Penny moved to protect passengers and placed Neely in a chokehold. Walter Hawk Newsom, who claims to be Neely's uncle, was in the courtroom throughout the process and unleashed his anger outside after the verdict. Though Newsom co-founded Black Lives Matter of Greater New York, BLM disavowed any relationship with him. Kaylee Scales, a managing director of Black Lives Matter Global Network, said in 2020. Everybody else has vigilantes. We need some black vigilantes, Newsom proclaimed. People want to jump up and choke us and kill us for being loud. How about we do the same when they attempt to oppress us? He said. I'm tired. Watch. According to the Daily Mail, Newsom also appeared to threaten Penny after the verdict, shouting to him, "It's a small up king world, buddy." Newsom is wrong in his assertion that Neely was randomly targeted for his race or for merely being loud. Rather, Penny said Neely was actively threatening to kill people that day last year. The three main threats that he repeated over and over was, "I'm going to kill you, I'm prepared to go to jail for life, and I'm willing to die," Penny said in a video released by his lawyers in the summer of 2023. "I was scared for myself, but I looked around, I saw women and children. He was yelling in their faces, I didn't want to be put in that situation, but I couldn't just sit still and let him carry out these threats," he added, noting that he was not trying to kill the man. "Some people say I was trying to choke him to death, which is also not true. I was trying to restrain him. You can see in the video, there's a clear rise and fall of his chest," Penny noted. "I didn't see a black man threatening passengers. I saw a man threatening passengers, a lot of whom were people of color," he added. Related: Jordan Neely protesters flood the streets, clash with NYPD. As Breitbart News reported, the acquittal comes after jurors heard from more than 40 witnesses, including passengers who described Neely's terrifying outburst on the train before Penny approached him from behind and took him down at the Broadway Lafayette station.